Oh, hey, sweetheart. What's up? You okay? Having trouble sleeping. Yeah, of course. Come here. It's all gonna be okay. You wanna tell me about it? Yeah, I know the feeling. Anxiety's a bitch. I'm not sure if it's better or worse when you don't know why you're anxious, but I totally get it. It's that physical feeling in your stomach, yeah? Or your chest. Yeah. Big squeeze. Get it all out. Yeah. Squeeze me as hard as you like. I promise I can take it. You know, I feel like you were holding back a little. Come on, really try and squeeze all the air out of my lungs. Yeah, that's more like it. No, don't worry. You didn't hurt me. I'm a big, strong boy. I can take it. I'm totally happy to be your stress toy any old time. What time is it? Honey, that late? Or should I say early? You should have woken me up earlier if you were struggling to get to sleep. I wouldn't have minded. No, babe, I always have time to help you get to sleep if you're struggling. It doesn't matter if it's 10 p.m. or midnight or 4 in the morning. You can always let me know, okay? You sure there's nothing on your mind that's eating away at you? Oh, you think there might actually be something? No, of course not. We don't have to get into it now. That probably makes more sense. I bet it's been tumbling and turning around in your mind for hours. Thinking about it more now and keeping you awake even longer, that's not going to do any good. Yeah, well, whatever it is, I'll help you think it through in the morning if you like. In the meantime, let's do something to get your mind off it. How about we build a house in our imagination? Yeah, I love doing that. I can't believe I haven't done it with you before. It's one of my favorite techniques for taking my mind off things and getting to sleep if I'm struggling. And I'll tell you what, I'll give you a double whammy. I'll stroke your hair while we're doing it. Now, shut your eyes, and I guarantee in 5 or 10 minutes, if you properly immerse yourself, whatever cyclical thoughts are in your head will be gone, and you'll be able to drift off to sleep. So really picture as vividly as you can what we describe, yeah? And forgive me if I fall asleep myself. I do this all the time. Okay, hair stroking engaged. Does that feel good? Good. Off we go. Okay. What kind of house should it be? I'm thinking a quaint little cottage. I love doing cottages. Yeah. It's just outside of a small town somewhere, at the foot of a hill that makes for really great walking. The nearby town is quite small, but not so small that it counts as a village. It's kind of trendy, but it hasn't been gentrified or anything. It's a nice place to live near to. There's enough going on that it's not boring, but it's still authentic. It's not too urban. You still feel in touch with